Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It is hour number three, our third and final, live right here on the early line in this division around Football Friday. And throughout this week here on the Sports Grid Network. That means the charge for DRS and myself, BSS, Ben Stevens and Dunny right side. We need to get you ready in this final hour for everything you need to know during this divisional round weekend in the National Football League. Still two more games to preview. The doubleheader on Sunday. First in the Motor City, it's the Lions and the Bucks. And then the marquee matchup in the fourth and final game of this second round of the NFL playoffs. To Western New York we go. It's the Bills and the Chiefs. And a pick six. All the picks, previews, and breakdowns you need for the division around in this final hour. Donnie, right side.
Let's enjoy these times, because I do believe, honestly, that the divisional round weekend is the best weekend of the year in the NFL. The big boys come out to play. The top seeds come here. You have teams that have already won in the playoffs as they advance, and I'm looking forward to it. And also, it is interesting, as I say again, usually Sunday slate is 1 and 4:30. They're trying that Super Bowl-esque NFC-AFC championship 3:30, 6:30 spot, which I do think is interesting. It gives us all day to get ready for that. And you know the boys at Pro Football Today, going to get you set this weekend is ready. So we are ready at the Sports Grid Network to get after it. Yes, we are.
Donnie will be here all weekend long. Pro Football Today on Saturday to set the stage for the one seed now entering the postseason mix in the Saturday doubleheader. And those PFT boys, Donnie, Kevin, and Lisi Guy will be there on Sunday as well for the two final games to wrap up the divisional round. Let's welcome in that Sports Grid Radio audience, because I have a question for Donnie Wrightside that I think everybody needs to hear. Sirius XM Channel 159, all of our radio terrestrial affiliates now in the fold as well. So Donnie, as we get ready for the divisional round, you mentioned that interesting schedule on Sunday. It's what we've been doing the last couple of years. 3 p.m., the first game of the doubleheader. That's Eastern time. 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. Sunday night football, but not the normal 8:15, 8:30 p.m. Eastern time kick. Does that mean that Donnie Wrightside will be up for all of the final Sunday night football game of the division around? That he will stay up until its ultimate conclusion, probably around 10 p.m. Eastern?
Yeah, it's probably going to have to happen here. And also, I heard from a little birdie behind the scenes that this weekend's games, the way they're structured and put late in the day, is because the action is so hot on Pro Football Today that the NFL is like, you guys got to run that back-to-back. And we are going to run it back-to-back. So there you go. So you're going to have a ton of your boy DRS, Joe Lisi, and Kevin Walsh here, because the NFL was like, guys, you can't keep lightning in a bottle. Let it breathe. Let's get that back-to-back run. And I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
Replay, replay. Everybody's doing this in the NFL League office so they can go to the review to make sure you see Pro Football Today for six straight hours. That should be like a social media challenge, the PFT challenge. Can you watch every minute of 6 hours to get you ready for the divisional round. They got to pay Donnie Wrightside for all six. All right, we heard from the public to end out our second hour. We do it here to start off hour number three. Which underdog is most live throughout this divisional round? We've got some big spreads. 9.5 points for both of the one seeds, the Ravens against the Texans, the Niners against the Packers. Nearly a touchdown number in favor of the Lions against the Buccaneers. Only one game, Donnie, that features a spread at a field goal or less, and that's in Buffalo between the Bills and the Chiefs. So which underdog can pull off the outright upset? Naturally, you would go to the shortest spread, the game the odds makers expect to be the most competitive, and that's in Buffalo between the Bills and the Chiefs, and nearly 38% of the public going with Kansas City. That's the most votes, but the public taking some shots on the big dogs this weekend as well.
I love it, and that's the way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to get a good feel for like, ooh, I can see something happen that maybe not so many people think, because quite frankly, we're not going to come in Monday and be like, man, what an upset. Chiefs knocked off the Bills. No, but you want to tell your buddies, like, I was on the Texans. I was on the Packers. I was on the Buccaneers at this point. It's a pretty even number. 25% on the Bucs, 17% on the Pack, and 19.5% on the Texans. I actually voted for the Texans at the plus 330 price because I do think it's the most intriguing upset position. Because, yes, we could be on Sunday night watching and saying, okay, how did these four games finish? Of course, the number one seed's easily rolled here. But there's a part of my mind that goes, man, I want to see C.J. Stroud really spin it here to see if he can make a difference in that game outdoors. But also, coming from a betting perspective, there's no team I want to win more this weekend than the Baltimore Ravens. And I'm voting for the Texans because I honestly think there's a legitimate chance they can upset the Baltimore Ravens. I don't want to see it happen, but a plus 330 price, too hard to pass up. Don't be surprised. We're late in that second half, and this game is going to be a 23-20, 17-14 struggle. I truly believe that. Now, again, nothing would make me happier than a Ravens easy victory into the next round because that would help my wallet. But I can't go against some of those notions. I think the Texans, Ben, are going to be live tomorrow afternoon.
Donnie, you said it to start off this third and final hour of a division around Football Friday. Many people, DRS and myself included, consider this the best weekend of the postseason, maybe the best weekend of the entirety of the National Football League campaign, pre, regular, or postseason. Mm-hmm. It does not matter. And oftentimes, with the one seeds now in the fold, the cream rises to the top. We get the stage set for a conference championship and those two teams that will represent their conferences in a Super Bowl matchup. And then last weekend, super wild card weekend, three underdogs, one outright. The spread only came into consideration in one of the six games that was in Detroit on a Sunday night. The Lions won by a single point, but did not cover as a three-point favorite. Five of the six games last weekend in the opening round of the NFL playoffs decided by at least two touchdowns. Average margin of victory over the 3 days, 17.3 points per game, which leads me to this next point. Why I think those 9.5-point dogs at a moment will be live. Now, I expect both the Ravens and the Niners to win. I actually think San Francisco has the better chance of covering the number, but that does not mean I expect the Niners to rout the Packers 41-10 or the Ravens to absolutely demolish the Texans like we saw way back on the opening Sunday of this year, 25-9. I think there will be a spot, Donnie, for both Houston and Green Bay, late third quarter, early fourth quarter, even if they're down by double digits, to have an opportunity to drive the length of the field, to score, to either make it a touchdown game, maybe even a field goal game. I expect these games this weekend, all four of them, to be very competitive.
Yeah, and it should be fun to watch it play out because you're also coming off the notion of what we saw last, Ben, right? Cleveland was supposed to have the best overall defense in the NFL. Houston sliced and diced them, and if it wasn't for even though they scored two defensive touchdowns, C.J. Stroud looked like he wasn't going to be stopped in that game. He could have thrown for 500 yards and six touchdown passes in that game. And then you take a look at the Dallas Cowboys, who are unbelievable at home. The Green Bay Packers just iced them right from the jump, and they could have probably scored 65 points if they kept the pedal down in that game. It's so interesting to watch some of these teams come out, but also the number one seeds are there for a reason. They are the best teams in football, but they're not getting layups this weekend. If you thought the Texans were going to be a layup, you're out of your mind.
Let's preview the division around. The doubleheader on Sunday up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We continue to break down the divisional round of this NFL postseason here during the 2023 campaign, live on a Football Friday on the early line. We've broken down the two games on a Saturday, the doubleheader that features both of the one seeds in this postseason, now to the two games on Sunday. It starts in the Motor City inside Ford Field, the Lions hosting the Buccaneers. Donnie, it took 30 years for the Lions to host a playoff game once again. They had not, prior to last Sunday night, hosted an NFL playoff game since January of 1994. They had not won a playoff game since January of 1992. Check both of those boxes, and for a second straight Sunday, the Lions hosting an NFL playoff game once more. A 6.5-point favorite against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the over-under 48.5. Donnie, as you look at the spread, you look at the total, what does it tell you about how the game flow will play out in Detroit on Sunday afternoon?
I think we get a good game flow in this game because I'm looking at both of the quarterbacks here and saying they should have pretty good outcomes. The one thing that we've known for the Detroit Lions throughout the remaining, or excuse me, throughout the entirety part of the season and also down the stretch is they are susceptible on the back end of big plays. The one thing we know about Baker Mayfield, he's not afraid to throw the football deep. He's not afraid to throw the football in the double coverage. And he's got two really good wide receivers in Godwin and Mike Evans on the outside that can do some damage against that secondary. Flip it over to Jared Goff and the Detroit Lions, one of my favorite offenses in the league where they can mend between a great dominant running game in Montgomery, an explosive fast running game in Jahmyr Gibbs, and have a great wide receiver in Amon Ross St. Brown on the outside with speed all over the board. And yes, Sam Laporta, who we thought was going to be out for the remaining parts of this season and playoffs, including maybe next year with a torn knee ligament, he scored a touchdown last week. And, you know, every week he's going to get healthier and healthier and healthier. And also, when I took a look at the big play perspective, do I think Tampa can hit big plays? Yes, I do. Mike Evans will be involved in that. Don't get me wrong. But from an offensive perspective on the Detroit side, if you are going to blitz a lot, Ben Johnson might be my favorite offensive coordinator in the NFL that doesn't have a head coaching title. Yep. He's going to design plays that's going to get guys like Amon Ross St. Brown, Jamison Williams, one-on-one on outside coverage where they have to make one move and they're to the house. I look for an explosive game out of both of these quarterbacks, Ben, which means I'm probably looking more over the total than certainly under the total.
And we will look at those passing yards props for Sunday in the Motor City in just a moment in the quarterback conversation, because there are narratives for every game, all four divisional round matchups that focus on the QB spots. First, for the overall trends, the Detroit Lions booked as a favorite in 15 of their 18 games this year. What a change that was from the previous two seasons under Dan Campbell. Booked as a dog in 28 of 34. The Lions 10-5 against the number booked as a favorite. Again, the Lions played in the only game last weekend during Super Wild Card weekend where the spread came into play. They won by a single point. They did not cover as a 3-point home favorite against the LA Rams. The Buccaneers did last weekend to Philadelphia what they have done all year long. Tampa is the best underdog team in the NFL in terms of cover percentage for any team, Donnie, that has been booked as a dog multiple times. The Chiefs, a perfect 1-0, both straight up and against the spread as a dog. That was the Week 18 finale against the LA Chargers. Tampa booked as a dog now 12 times. 9-3 against the spread, 6 of those 9 covers, an outright victory. Of course, that is what the Buccaneers are looking to do on Sunday in Detroit. Tampa has gone under in 12 of its 18 games. Detroit has gone over in 11 of its 18 games. And that's really the tale of the tape, Donnie. The Lions have the worst scoring defense of the 8 teams remaining entering this divisional round. They were a bottom 10 scoring defense in the NFL this year, giving up more than 23 points per game. Every other defense, including the Buccaneers, ranked inside the top 11 throughout the regular season. That is going to be a key matchup inside Ford Field on Sunday afternoon.
No, it certainly is. And let's just take a look at a side perspective, which is so interesting. This line is sitting at 6.5 everywhere. Nobody wants to creep really towards that 7 number because how important that is for that backdoor cover. And the reason why I say that is I think the Detroit Lions win this football game, Ben. I really do. You take a look at the last 5-game snapshot here for the Lions. 42-17 over Denver, absolutely crushed them. But Minnesota, 30-24, that would be a cover in this game. Dallas, regardless if they would have went for the extra point, not kicked it. Let's just say it goes to overtime and a touchdown is scored. What's that, Ben? probably a 6-point win either way there. That would have covered. Minnesota, 30-20, close to a cover, but would have been a double-digit one. And then last week against the Rams, 24-23. I like what I've seen out of that Tampa Bay offense, particularly in Baker Mayfield and that passing game. Mm. If you looked at their five-game snapshot, the only game they really didn't perform on offense was a game they just said, you know what? I don't care how ugly it looks. Carolina stinks. Just win and move on and win this division. Every other game, they were really competent on offense, which includes a deep passing attack. So when you try to level this game down, you say, okay, if I think Detroit is going to win this game, and it is 30-20 in the second half late with 4 minutes to go and Baker Mayfield has the football, then they're probably scoring a touchdown that spot. Because why? Detroit will allow them to do that, take the time off the clock, right, take a couple knees, and win that football game. They don't care if they win by 7 points or more. That's the argument I'm worrying about. So when you're looking at like that teaser environment, which we're going to talk about later in the show when we do our pick six, I really like Detroit to win this football game, but there's that part of me that goes, 10 points in the fourth quarter. Look, you know Baker's probably going to score a touchdown. And again, that is susceptible in the back end for the Lions here. But I do think Detroit wins this game, no doubt about it.
I think there are two great teaser spots on the board, both Sunday, teasing the Chiefs up to 8.5 as the dog against Buffalo. And if you believe in the Lions, taking this down to a pick. I wonder what happens if the Buccaneers defense, though, does stand tall and gets to Jared Goff like we saw them get to Jalen Hurts a Monday night ago. Because Jared Goff in the playoff opener for Detroit, their first playoff win since the 1991 NFL season, was sensational. 22 of 27, 277 yards through the air, and a score. He was a perfect 22 of 22 when he did not face any pressure against the LA Rams. That means he was 0 for 5 when he was under a little bit of in that pocket. Now, the Lions have one of the best O-lines in all of the NFL, capable of standing up to the challenge of what Todd Bowles and the Buccaneers are going to bring. But I think that's another key matchup for Sunday. Again, the quarterback narratives, Donnie, for this weekend are tremendous. We have two former number one overall picks facing off against one another, neither playing for the original team that drafted them. Goff, the number one overall pick in the 2016 NFL draft by the Rams, the team he beat last weekend. Baker was the number one overall pick in 2018 for the Browns. He's had a couple of stops before settling on Tampa Bay this year in 2023. When you look at the quarterback comparison on Sunday, Donnie, who has a better day?
Here's the better day is going to be the quarterback that wins the football game. So I'm going to say Jared Goff. But if you're looking from a betting angle and statistics here, take a look at Jared Goff over 1.5 touchdown passes. I love it because I do think there's going to be opportunities to beat that blitz down the field. Because also, as we know, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers aren't a bend but don't break defense. They're a pressure defense that's going to try to force turnovers. They might get some, but they're going to give up big plays. But how do we not look at Baker Mayfield there, 260.5? How is the path to victory for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Let's just say they win the game. It's establishing the run with Rashad White for four quarters? Absolutely not. You attack that secondary in a dome against the Lions. That's how you do it here. And also, if you think that Baker Mayfield doesn't have a great day, which means multiple interceptions, well, that means they're down in the fourth quarter to add on to the most tack-on yards you can get. I really like Baker Mayfield in a losing fashion to go over it. Like, put it this way. 277.5 for Jared Goff, 260 for Baker Mayfield. I'll take the Baker Mayfield over that Jared Goff.
Baker Mayfield threw for 337 last weekend. He is the current passing yards leader outside of Dak Prescott for the eight remaining teams still playing in the NFL's final eight. And Donna, we've talked about it. For the NFL's final eight, in pretty much every major stat category, they are going to be the best of the best to be at this stage, but there are outliers. The Lions, the worst scoring defense remaining. The Buccaneers, the worst scoring offense. Both teams, bottom six passing defenses in terms of yards allowed this year. Goff, only one touchdown last week. It went to Sam Laporta. I would expect him to throw a couple of more. Both Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery, a minus money price. And I'll make a point about Trey Palmer a little bit later on. Now the marquee matchup of the division round. It's in Buffalo.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The fourth and final game of the divisional round in the National Football League postseason this weekend, Sunday night in Orchard Park. It is the marquee matchup of the divisional round, a game we could only dream of, a game we remember from two postseasons ago, a game that might have been one of the best NFL playoff games we have seen in the last 20 years, a divisional round rematch between the Bills and the Chiefs, this time not in Arrowhead, but in Western New York. The Buffalo Bills, a 2.5-point home favorite against the Kansas City Chiefs. The over-under is 45.5. We will dive into the numbers in just a moment, but the storylines are there. The first true road playoff game for Patrick Mahomes, who will make his 16th career postseason start come Sunday evening in Buffalo. The Bills, for the third straight year, trying to get past the divisional round, but this time into the AFC Championship game, something they have not done since the 2020 NFL campaign. All in Orchard Park, where they are ready to circle the wagons. Of course, it is that divisional round rematch from the 2021 NFL postseason. The game in overtime, 42-36, Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce. They were the last one standing. Josh Allen did not get to go back onto the field, losing the coin toss in OT. Donnie, are we in for another instant classic on Sunday evening in Western New York?
I believe we are. And you know what I love, too, because like Kansas City brings an unbelievable home atmosphere. It's loud. It's charged up. It's exciting. And you benefit from that. You know, it's very different than, okay, I'm going to play in an NBA arena or an NHL arena and say, well, I mean, I can really concentrate at it because nobody's on their feet the entire game. But on first down, second down, and third down, that crowd, especially in the playoffs, is really drowning out what you can do. The opposite effect should be happening in this game now. The Buffalo Bills are like, finally, we don't have to go into that jet engine Arrowhead and listen on third down when nobody can hear the signals, and it's such an advantage for the defense. Now you get that at home, and I'm excited to see how that actually plays out, because say what you want, in the height of the, because I guess, you know, it's easy to equate. If you've ever been to an NFL game, they're exciting and they're energetic. But when you get to the playoffs, the crowd takes it up to another level. Patrick Mahomes has never experienced that. And yes, he's played neutral site games in a Super Bowl, which is 50-50, and quite frankly, a 50-50 corporate crowd without a ton of real fans in the building like you would have at home. I want to see that. Where you're trying to make those last adjustments in the biggest moment at Arrowhead, it's dead silent. Now you're going to be in Buffalo. It's going to be loud and incredibly loud here. And also, from a standpoint of here of home field advantage, it's going to be cold conditions, which, by the way, you played in freezing cold conditions last week in Kansas City. You should be prepared for this. You still played in very cold temperatures in Buffalo last week with that Pittsburgh Steelers game. So just looking at the game as a whole, I love the fact that, Ben, too, it's like, you know, you watch Braveheart and you just go, hold, like the odds makers at this 2.5. Like, we can't let this go to 3. We're going to break the dam. It's such great theater so far going into this.
I like that. William Wallace looks on with pride for what we are seeing in the FanDuel Sportsbook trading room at this moment. But it is minus 122 to bet Buffalo. The juice is there if you want to back the Bills still under that field goal number. Buffalo has been booked as the favorite in 15 of 18 games this year, just 7-8 against the spread. But when they have been a field goal favorite or less, only 4 times in 2023, 3-1 both straight up and against the number. The only non-cover was that outright loss the opening Monday night of the year against the New York Jets. Kansas City has only been an underdog once this year. It was the Week 18 regular season finale on the road in Los Angeles against the Chargers. Patrick Mahomes did not start that game. It was Blaine Gabbert. The Chiefs won outright. KC has only been an underdog with Patrick Mahomes starting under center 12 times in total, Donnie, dating back to when he became the starter in KC Mo at the beginning of the 2018 NFL campaign. In those 12 games, outright, Kansas City is 7-5 straight up. They are the only team in the National Football League in this 6-year window that has a winning record outright as an underdog. And one of the big differences for KC this year is where their offense is compared to their defense. 21.8 points per game. The Chiefs, 15th. The second worst scoring offense of the final eight teams, remaining in this NFL postseason. Compare it to 2021 in the last time they played each other in the division around. The Chiefs were averaging more than 28 points per game, top 5 in the NFL. But that defense that year was 13th in the NFL, giving up more than 21 points per game. KC in this regular season, second best scoring defense, only allowing about 17 points per game. That's the tail of the tape to keep an eye on come Western New York on Sunday evening.
Yeah, let's put this Chiefs defense to the test, by the way, because they've been sensational. Spagnuolo's run a great ship there. There's a lot of continuity for him over the years between Andy Reid and himself. Like, they blitz, they do everything well. But this seems like a Chiefs defense that's taken it up to another level. Or is it a little bit of case, Ben, here, of smoke and mirrors? And, you know, like, who cares about what they did in the beginning of the season? What are you doing down the stretch here? You beat Kansas City, Kansas City beats New England 27-17. All right, quarterback situation, not very good there. The next week, you take on Las Vegas. You actually lose that football game. Quarterback situation isn't very good there. You take a look at Cincinnati, say, hey, oh, look at that. That wasn't Joe Burrow. That was a backup quarterback here that you got in that game with Jake Browning as well. Then you move forward to the Chargers in a meaningless game here. It's Easton Stick. It's 13-12. Fantastic. Now, you might say, hey, Donnie, that was Miami and Tua Tagovailoa. That was a team that hit the skids late in the season, was injured all over the place in minus 37 degree temperatures here. So now you're going to get Josh Allen, who is as healthy as he's been. Mobility is there. He's going to be able to throw the ball in these conditions. An elite wide receiver in Stephon Diggs. Let's put it to the test. Now, again, I'm not disrespecting the Kansas City's defense. Throughout the season, they've been very good and much better in the past. But are we starting to overrate this defense because of who they've actually been playing against? Let's see if they can hold up this weekend against them. So I'm looking for the Buffalo Bills to exploit Kansas City's defense as opposed to saying, whoa, Kansas City's defense should be the side to take here as opposed to the Buffalo Bills' offense, Ben.
Kansas City has won the AFC West for 8 consecutive seasons. Kansas City has hosted the AFC Championship game the last 5 NFL campaigns. The Buffalo Bills have won the AFC East now 4 straight years, but the previous 2 postseason trips for Buffalo, they have never advanced past the divisional round. Their season coming to a close in Arrowhead in 2021, last year at home against the Cincinnati Bengals. You see this collision course between the 2 rivals in the AFC, Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes. The only game on that list, Donnie, that was played in Orchard Park was the 2020 regular season matchup that the Chiefs won. They won the 2021 divisional round game in Arrowhead, but the previous 3 regular seasons, Buffalo has gone into Kansas City and won outright, including this year. And that really was the turning point of this season for Buffalo, who entered their week 13 bye and even 6-6, and with a big plus money price to even earn a playoff bid. They get out of the bye, they go to Kansas City, they win as a slight 2.5-point underdog by 3, 20-17. Of course, it was the game that featured the offensive offsides call on Kadarius Toney, so on and so forth. But that was the spark plug, Donnie, for this Buffalo team to be where they are now. And both quarterbacks have talked about this growing rivalry and the respect they have for one another. But everybody wants to beat everybody in a big way come Sunday in Buffalo. Josh Allen on one side, Patrick Mahomes on the other, who leads their team to a victory in Western New York on Sunday evening.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Buffalo. And even though I know Buffalo is really banged up here, particularly at the linebacker position, and maybe back-to-back weeks that Kansas City catches a little bit of a break, being the healthier team moving forward. But what I've seen out of the Kansas City offense all year long, Ben, is they're not explosive. They're not explosive enough for me. So, yes, you're going to be able to go on 7, 8, 9 play drives here and score touchdowns. Try to do that on the road in Buffalo here. Sean McDermott has done a very good job here, mix and matching parts here, whether their safeties are down, their cornerbacks are down, their defensive line is down. He's done a great job calling those plays. But if I'm looking from an offensive perspective out of both quarterbacks, I think both of their rushing yards are live in this game. You take a look at Patrick Mahomes, 26.5. Josh Allen, 43.5. This is a do-or-die game. If that crease is there, they are absolutely going to take that. And also, from a Kansas City perspective, isn't it easier to not run for Patrick Mahomes when everybody is open? He's got Travis Kelce out there. He knows he'll be blanketed. Rashee Rice is a competent young wide receiver. But outside of that, if nobody's there, he's taking off. So if we're looking also from a receiving standpoint here, welcome back to the fold, Stephon Diggs. Back-to-back weeks here that he's actually had quality targets here, 8 and 9. If you're going to win this football game, Ben, you rely on your biggest players. And usually Diggs, what you're supposed to be looking at, Ben, is in this type of game against Kansas City, 75 yards, 80.5 yards. He's listed at the FanDuel Sportsbook at 61.5 yards. Let me tell you this. If he's not a big factor in this ball game here, catching at least 50 yards in passing, I'm struggling to believe that the Buffalo Bills are going to be able to win this game. Stephon Diggs needs to take the top off of this defense to allow James Cook room to run and also operate for Josh Allen. I think Diggs finally has a big day. Give me over 61.5 and finally finds pay dirt, something it seems like he can't find lately here.
He has not scored since way back in October. Amazing. For Buffalo. 61.5 is that receiving yards number. Dalton Kincaid, the rookie tight end out of Utah, did lead Buffalo in receiving yards last week against the Steelers. His prop, 40 and a hook. And when was the last time any wide receiver on Kansas City had a higher yardage prop than that of Travis Kelce? Well, that's the case this week. Rashee Rice has a 71.5 receiving yards number. Kelce only 61 and a hook. Of course, the rookie out of SMU, Rice, had 130 yards last Saturday night in Arrowhead. Quickly here, Donnie, as we're coming up on the break, you've been our forecaster, our meteorologist on the early line. What's the weather like on Sunday evening in Buffalo? How windy is it going to be?
You're going to see a lot of people out there, Ben, with their T-shirts off. Because why? 25 degrees, no precipitation, and 10-mile-an-hour wind. Balmy.
Picks for the divisional round. Next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
A divisional round pick six, live right here on a divisional round football Friday on the early line. Six best bets for you, each from myself and Donnie Wrightside. That is 12 in total. Choose which ones you like, lay down some wagers, and let's have some fun in what might be the best football weekend in the entirety of the National Football League season. A reminder of how the pick six works. We start with an anytime TD price that we love, somebody who is going to find pay dirt this weekend. A money line underdog who keeps the game close, who might just win it outright. Our favorite under of the weekend. An alternate line, a spread, a total, a prop that we think could give you some plus money that could go in an alternate way. Our favorite regular yardage prop of the weekend. And we combine forces for a two-leg, six-point teaser. Now with four divisional round matchups in what is the best weekend of football this year. So, Donnie, let's begin the divisional round pick six. What is your favorite anytime touchdown price of this weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the team that I don't even think is going to win the football game. It's the Kansas City Chiefs, and that leads me to Isaiah Pacheco in the backfield. If I do think they are susceptible on the ground, the Buffalo Bills, once you get inside the 10-yard line, what is your goal here? Double cover Travis Kelce. The young wide receivers don't get open, but you hand the football to Pacheco, and he runs wild here. And basically, last week scoring his touchdown, where Patrick Mahomes didn't even take a snap on his touchdown run because they direct snapped it to him. A lot more of the same here. I trust that Kansas City Chiefs offense inside the 10-yard line when Pacheco is going to get at least one or two carries, and he typically does. If you tell me right now, Ben, the Chiefs will be in the red zone as Isaiah Pacheco is going to get three touches inside the red zone, no matter throwing the one-yard line or 19, I'm taking him to score a touchdown. Give me the plus money price. Isaiah Pacheco, anytime touchdown, plus 120. He finds pay dirt this weekend.
The second-year pro out of Rutgers, the Scarlet Knight great, who was key for Kansas City in the run to a Super Bowl championship a season ago and obviously had a big night on Saturday against Miami. 78 scrimmage yards at least for Pacheco in the four playoff games of his NFL career in Kansas City. A key component of that offense could very well find pay dirt. I go to the Lions in the Buccaneers game. David Montgomery, minus 120, now minus 115. 13 rushing touchdowns this year for Montgomery. He has scored in all but two games. It was much to the chagrin of Jahmyr Gibbs fantasy owners throughout the regular season. Now both guys are eating in a Ben Johnson offense. It's the second highest total of the weekend as well. Sunday in the Motor City, 48.5. Again, 13 scores for Montgomery. He has scored in all but two games this year. He scored last week against Los Angeles. David Montgomery, the fine pay dirt, minus 120.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, too, because you know as well as I do, there's one guy that gets that football first time, and that's Montgomery inside the 10-yard line. If Detroit is going to score, and I think Jared Goff's going to have a big day, I'm yelling and screaming at my TV if they're inside the five with a first and goal. Jared Goff's not even throwing that football. Montgomery's blasting that in.
Although I do like Jared Goff over 1.5 passing touchdowns, which you alluded to earlier, Donnie. Only one last week. I think that goes into some of the notion that maybe he doesn't get two. Again, I think we're going to see some points in both the Buccaneers and the Lions. Bottom six passing defenses in the NFL throughout the 2023 regular season. Only four games to choose from. Last weekend, there were six during Super Wild Card Weekend. And three underdogs, one outright. Who follows suit, in the divisional round?
This is going to be tough for me here because I need the Ravens to win this football game. I'm rooting for the Ravens to win, but I honestly believe that the Houston Texans are game right now. And also, when you have those weather conditions here, we know Baltimore probably should be favored by 10 points, and rightfully so. And this is a good environment for Lamar Jackson to stretch his legs out. He hasn't played in 3 weeks. He should be an absolute Superman there. But I can't get over how well C.J. Stroud has done when healthy and has his top wide receiver, Nico Collins, in the lineup. They should be able to move the ball. But also, do you know what still creeps in, which I feel good about, you know, Houston giving a good shot here? They're not scared to play in this environment. They've already been in the playoffs in back-to-back weeks. Now, some people might count and say, Donnie, you idiot. Didn't you watch the Baltimore Ravens Hulk smash the Dolphins and 49ers in back-to-back weeks? They're going to do the same thing. I understand that. But also keep in mind, the playoffs, it's survive in advance. I think this game is going to be close in the fourth quarter. I couldn't pass up that plus 330 price. I think C.J. Stroud has a really good day and keeps that game close. And if it is close within a possession in the fourth quarter, I did my job with a plus 330. We'll see where that lands.
Listen, the Texans are one of four teams around the NFL this year that had a winning record outright at this point. The Green Bay Packers, the Baltimore Ravens, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the Houston Texans, 6-4 straight up in their 10 games as a dog, 7-3 against the spread. So we did a little reverse fashion here, Donnie, where your money line dog goes into my under, and my money line dog goes into your under the weekend. So I'm going to hit my under and my money line dog and pitch it back to you. Houston, Baltimore, first half under 21.5 points. First off, I like the number at 21 in a hook, three touchdowns, and we still stay under. Two of the three best first half scoring defenses in the NFL. The Ravens, the best in all of the NFL, also the best scoring defense overall. The Flock only allows 7 points per game in the opening two quarters. Houston has been great defensively under the rookie head coach, DeMeco Ryans. They allow less than 9 points per game, third best first half scoring defense in the NFL. So I like the number at 21 and a hook. We still have three touchdowns for a margin, and that under still comes into play. So I like the first half under there. And then my money line underdog is the Kansas City Chiefs. Not only because it's the shortest spread, so for me it's the most natural place to look, the only game that's under a field goal with a 2.5-point number. But again, this is the first true road playoff start for Patrick Mahomes. It will be start number 16 of his postseason career on Sunday in Western New York. And they have only been an underdog 12 times, with Patrick Mahomes under center since he became the starting quarterback in Kansas City in 2018. They are 7-5 straight up. They are the only team around the National Football League of the 32 organizations to have a winning record booked as an underdog in the last six NFL seasons. You have said it multiple times, Donnie. You give the edge to the Buffalo Bills. But if Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs go into Western New York on Sunday and come out with a victory to appear once again in an AFC championship game, nobody's going to be like, you're kidding me. I can't believe it happened. The two-time Super Bowl champs in the last 4 years won a road playoff game. I'm going to back the Kansas City Chiefs. The offense shows up. The defense stands tall. KC is my money line underdog.
By the way, if Kansas City loses that football game, nobody's going to say fire Reed. Nobody's going to say move on from Mahomes. We need massive changes. But if you do lose with the Buffalo Bills here, and again, the Bills aren't 17.5-point favorites. Sean McDermott's on the firing line. Josh Allen can't win the big one. We got to make massive changes. So it's a great white game all the way around to take a look at it. But obviously, yes, Kansas City is not going to be a surprise if they pull off the upset. Let me go to my under here, which is that same game. Buffalo, Kansas City, under 45.5. Donnie, crazy? Patrick Mahomes on one side, Josh Allen in the under. I hear you on that. But also, we are going to get a lot of offense, which means first downs, Ben, which chew up the clock. I don't think we're going to get too many four plays, 88-yard drives, and a touchdown because Mahomes hit Tyreek Hill, and that was quick and over with here. I look for more of a plotting-type game plan where wide receivers can eat, running backs can eat, but not a huge scoring day overall because these drives will take some time. Give me the under 45.5 in that big game on Sunday afternoon between the Bills and the Chiefs.
Donnie, you think Kansas City, you think Buffalo, you start with quarterback Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. But I think one of the factors that casual fans fail to realize, two of the four best scoring defenses in the NFL, KC this year, second best, only allowing 17.3 points per game. Buffalo, fourth best, 18.3 points per game. All right, now we move on to our favorite alternate lines of the weekend. DRS, who do you think has a big day during the divisional round?
Look, I think this team loses, which is usually good for your quarterback from a yardage perspective here. I'm bumping up Baker Mayfield to 275.5 at a plus 132 price. If they're going to have success, it's not Rashard White, 27 carries for 168 yards. It's Baker Mayfield dropping back 40-plus times in this game, throwing relentlessly to Mike Evans and Chris Godwin in this game. Give me Baker Mayfield's elevated number, 275.5, for a little bit of plus money.
Donnie, we've talked about it. The NFL's final eight, there are not many spots where there are glaring weaknesses. Green Bay is a bottom five rushing defense in the NFL this year, allowing 128 yards per game. And oh, who are they facing tomorrow night? Christian McCaffrey. A couple of weeks of rest. That calf issue should be good. He was not fully healthy week 17, still had 64 yards against the Commanders. In four of his last five fully healthy games, Christian McCaffrey has run for at least 100 yards. His rushing yards prop just in total is 89.5, 100 plus. The century mark on the ground for the man known as Run CMC is a plus 124 price. I think he accomplishes that against the Green Bay Packers. So we both looked at an alternate yardage prop. What's just your favorite yardage prop of the divisional round?
Yeah, most people looking high end, right? You take the Ferrari out for a spin. Let me get a little Christian McCaffrey. Let me get a little bit of Brandon Ayuk, something like that. I'm actually going to go low level, and I don't mean that low level. I mean a number two wide receiver for Houston, and that's Robert Woods, over 20.5 receiving yards. Yes, you read that correctly. 21 yards will get you the win here. He's the secondary option here. C.J. Stroud, it's not terrible conditions in Baltimore, and if you feel that they're not going to win this football game, you're going to get extra passing opportunities in the fourth, and also taking a depressed market from last week where barely were the Houston Texans on the field here. So it's like, oh, Robert Woods didn't do much last week here. No kidding. Nobody did much last week because they didn't need anybody to do much when Brevin Jordan's going for 78 yards on a sideline pass and scoring two defensive touchdowns. I'm buying extremely low, which means I actually expect to have this number in my pocket by halftime here and cruise in the second half. Robert Woods over 20.5 receiving yards for the Houston Texans.
Monday Night Football, DRS was all over that. A wide receiver whose role was elevated, Julio Jones, for the Eagles, despite a dismal performance out of Philadelphia. Yep. Well over 15.5, or even his closing number that had some steam, closer to 20. No Noah Brown, no Tank Dell. Nico Collins leads the way, but I love the look right there in the secondary market. I am also going with a receiver. Last weekend, I had the right handicap but the wrong person. It was Puka Nacua, not Cooper Kupp, that torched the Lions secondary that has been getting torched since November. Puka Nacua, 181 yards, the most ever for a player in terms of receiving yards in their NFL playoff debut. Enter Mike Evans, who last week only had 48 yards against the Birds on just three catches. Still was targeted seven times. His receiving yards prop is not 91.5. It's not into the hundreds. It's 68 and a hook. Last four games, the Lions have played. Here are the wide receivers. Justin Jefferson, week 16, 141 yards. CeeDee Lamb, week 17, 227. Justin Jefferson again in the regular season finale, 192. Puka Nacua, 191. The last six regular season games for the Lions, the leading receiver on the other side had at least 68 yards. And in five of those six, well over 68.5. Mike Evans will do the same, over 68 and a hook. Now we combine for the two-leg, six-point teaser. Your moneyline underdog is Houston. I think the Texans keep this game close. I will tease them up from 9.5 all the way through 10 and two touchdowns. Houston plus 15.5, the first leg of that divisional round teaser.
They'll keep throwing and throwing late when they're down, so certainly that backdoor option is going to be open. For me, I'm just going to take Detroit. I think they're the better ball club over Tampa Bay. They're home. That place is going to be on absolute fire. And by the way, Ben, did you know the highest ticket prices of the weekend just to get in? That's in Detroit. No longer Detroit basketball. It's Detroit football. Let's go, Lions.
The atmosphere inside Ford Field last week was one thing. This week it might even be heightened. Those are the picks for the divisional round of this NFL postseason. We give you a best bet on this Friday before we go. Up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Closing out our 3 hours together live on this Friday on the early line on Sports Grid and our week together here on the Spiz Grizz as well. I am Ben Stevens. He is Donnie Wrightside. And just because we go, the Sports Grid app never leaves. You can download the QR code on your screen, scan it right now, and you get the app right on your phone or download it at the Apple or the Play Store. That's where it's available to make sure you have all of our information for the division around this weekend in the NFL. We have given you our pick six. We have given you a variety of bets and breakdowns and our best wagers for the football weekend. But that starts tomorrow. So before we get there to end out this Friday, before we say farewell and before we say goodbye, it's time for a best bet on this Friday. It's time for bye, bye, bye. DRS, before we dive into the football, give the people a winner on this Friday evening.
Yeah, we're going to go to the MAC conference here, Akron and Kent State. Some people say it's hard to win on the road. Not tonight. I'm going to lay -1.5 with Akron tonight. Why? Through five games in conference play, Akron, number one overall in defense, number one in effective field goal percentage on defense, number one at turning the opponent over. And if we flip it over to Kent State's defense, you know, it's dead last in conference play, defending the three-point line. It's Kent State. Give me Akron, -1.5, -102 at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Let's go.
College basketball, look, Xavier is starting to find their offensive momentum now that they are healthy. Musketeers over 81.5 against a bad Georgetown team. I know it's hard to win on the road when you go to TD Garden in Beantown. The Boston Celtics, the NBA's best team, a perfect 20-0 at home. A 6.5-point favorite tonight against the reigning NBA champion Denver Nuggets. Should be an easy win for the Seas. Not tonight. The Nuggets hand the Celtics their first home loss of the year. Not even +6.5 outright on the money line. And the Suns are a slight road dog in New Orleans against the Pels. But the big three is healthy and in there. +108 for Phoenix. The night of the dog on this Friday. He's Donnie Wrightside. I'm Ben Stevens. We'll see you on Monday at 8 a.m. Eastern. Have a great weekend.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.